Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. The Dr. T. Ao Junior Girls National Football Championship 2025-26 Tier 2 kicked off at the Tsumukedima Football Stadium yesterday, marking Nagaland's first time hosting a national football tournament. Addressing the inaugural session, Chief Minister Nephew Rio lauded the All India Football Federation's decision to rename the event after Dr. T. Ao, calling it fitting tribute to his legacy in Indian football.
This is a momentous occasion, not only because it marks the first time Nagaland hosting a national football tournament, but it celebrates the unity, strength and spirit of Indian sports through the participation of talented young players from across the nation. The championship holds a special significance as it pays tribute to a remarkable Indian, Dr. T. Ao Thalimeran, who was not only the pride of Nagaland, but also the pride of the entire country.
Mr. Rio said the championship reflects the growing strength and confidence of young women, driving the rise of women's football in India.
This championship celebrates the progress of women's football in India. It reflects the growing strength, determination and confidence of our young women who are shaping the future of India's sports. Their participation and successes are powerful reminders of how far we have come in building a society that values equality, opportunity and empowerment to all.
The Chief Minister added that hosting the event signals Nagaland's readiness to develop sports infrastructure and welcome future national and international competitions. In the opening matches, Punjab defeated Andaman and Nicobar 20-0, while Nagaland lost 1-3 to Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Nephew Rio flagged off a newly inducted Air India Express aircraft at Dimapur Airport yesterday, marking the airline's role as the official travel partner for the Hornbill Festival 2025. Celebrating the artistic legacy of the Nagas, the aircraft features a tail livery inspired by the Ao tribe's Tsungko Tepze warrior shawl. It was received with a ceremonial welcome with several officials and traditional dancers. Mr. Rio said the partnership would enable reaching wider audiences, celebrate the rich heritage and build meaningful connections that go beyond the festival season. Air India Express Managing Director Alok Singh said the special livery is a tribute to Nagaland artistic legacy and cultural pride. Air India Express has also set up a hornbill-themed photo booth at Dimapur Airport and community art canvas at Kisama Heritage Village. A distribution drive of free assistive devices was carried out at Lonkhim and Chare yesterday by the Social Welfare Department and Chief Medical Officer of Tuensang in collaboration with Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India. On the occasion, wheelchairs, crutches, hearing aids and others were provided to persons with disabilities and senior citizens under the ADIP and RVY schemes. Advisor for IT and Communication H. Sethrong Q. Sangtam lauded the efforts of district officers for ensuring that the support reached the people in need. In Lonkhim, 47 beneficiaries received devices under ADIP and 366 under RVY, while in Chare, 32 beneficiaries were covered with ADIP and 173 under RVY. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Henok Buchem has issued two orders to improve public safety and urban management in the district. In the first order, the DC directed telecom, internet, cable TV and water agencies to remove all unused overhead cables and pipes within this week. It also asked them to bundle securely and fasten all active lines. The order warned that any non-compliant cables will be removed by authorities at the cost of the defaulting entity. In a separate order, the DC highlighted the growing problem of dust and debris from uncovered building construction sites. He directed all construction firms and individuals to cover their sites using protective materials such as netting. The order noted that any damage or harm to the people or livestock caused by negligence would attract strict legal penalties. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast a gradual fall in minimum temperature over the northeastern states during the next 2 days. The department said temperature would likely fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius with no large change thereafter. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.